Good afternoon, everyone. Today we begin a brand new series on Pirkei Avos. We know that there's a beautiful custom to learn Pirkei Avos, ethics of our fathers, in the period of time between Pesach and Shavuos. And whereas normally, under regular circumstances, I would be giving my Shabbos afternoon shiur on the topic of Pirkei Avos, unfortunately, being that we don't have the opportunity to learn on Shabbos together and shul together, it's not going to stop us from learning together, at least via YouTube and via the internet. So the goal of this shiur is to spend a few moments each and every day going through the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, beginning with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, right from the beginning, all the way. I mean, halavai, we won't get to the end before we get back into shul, we'll be in shul way before then, but to give just insights and ideas as to these incredible and beautiful, magnificent words. So we begin with the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Moshe kibel Torah misinai u'masra lo Yoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, and he gave it to Yoshua. V'Yoshua lezekenim, Yoshua gave it to the elders. U'zekenim le'neviim, the elders gave it to the prophets. U'neviim masru la'anshe kineses hagidola, and the prophets gave it to the men of the great assembly, a reference to the august rabbinic body, which was prominent during the times of the first temple era, and really again rose to prominence in the aftermath of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola are very much responsible for the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, that we have to this very day. So the Mishnah gives us a chain. Moshe gave it to Yoshua, Yoshua gave it to the elders gave it to the prophets gave it, reference to Torah, ultimately again, to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, to the men of the great assembly. And of course, the importance of this Mishnah is that it teaches us the concept of Mesorah, the concept of tradition, the idea that the Torah we have today is the very Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received at Har Sinai. One of the most incredible things about Yiddishkeit, there are many wonderful things and magnificent things about our religion, but I think one of the things that is just so, it's beautiful yet overwhelming at the same time, is how we've been able to maintain the same halachas, the same mitzvahs, the same Torah, the same way of life, the same traditions for so many generations. So here we think in today's modern day, the fact that you have a relationship to a grandparent, a great-grandparent, a great-great-grandparent, and here the Mishnah highlights for us the shalshalas ha-mesorah, the chain of our tradition, that the Torah we have today is the same Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received at Har Sinai. We are part of a system. We are part of a spiritual tapestry and fabric that existed long before us, and God willing will continue long after we are gone. We are part of something much bigger that spans centuries, that spans generations. The Torah has been through so much. We've been through so much, and yet we've always been through it together. But the commentaries that I've been in, Yonah, the Bar Tanura, all ask a very simple question. This lesson is an important one. The idea, it roots us in a spiritual history. It roots us in a recognition that Torah is not something new. The wisdom of the Torah is ancient. The wisdom of the Torah is the wisdom of God Himself. The same wisdom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe trickled down through the generations that we have to this very day. But why is this the introductory phrase to Pirkei Avos? You see, what the commentaries point out is this would have been a wonderful opening Mishnah, an introduction to the first Masechta, the first tractate of the Talmud. The first Masechta of the Gemara is Maseches Brachos. This would have been a fantastic way to open up the Talmud. We're about to delve into the Sea of Talmud with all of the complex halachas, all the complex laws, and all the different disagreements and arguments and schools of thought. So it would have been very fitting to open up the Gemara with this phrase, Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, so on, so on, so on, and so forth. And the idea is that the Gemara that we're holding in front of us is the result of generations of thought, but all rooted in the same Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe, that he handed down to us. But why is this the introduction to Pirkei Avos? Why is this here? Remember, Pirkei Avos, as we will see, many of you, I'm sure, of course, are already familiar with Pirkei Avos. But for those who are not, we will see that Pirkei Avos is a compilation of moral ethical teachings. Pirkei Avos teaches us about proper midos, proper character traits. Pirkei Avos is not really a work that deals with halacha, Jewish law, but rather it deals with Jewish morality, ethics, behaviors, character traits, How should we self-actualize? What kind of person should I become? What should I do? What should I avoid? Pirkei Avos is so incredible, and we're drawn to it because Pirkei Avos, as we're going to see, is really a playbook for life. Pirkei Avos teaches you how to be a successful Jew, but it does even more than that. It teaches you how to be a successful human being. Because Pirkei Avos tells us that the two are intertwined. To be a successful Jew, you have to be a successful human being. But why the introduction? And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, in a commentary on Pirkei Avos, says something so beautiful. He explains, because sometimes when people see this opening phrase, that Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, and we see the chain of transmission, we often assume that this concept applies to mitzvahs, to mechanistic details, to halachas, to Jewish law. So the Shabbos that I have today is the same Shabbos that Moshe ben got at Har Sinai. Obviously, a little bit different, many more layers of rabbinic law than that we have now. But the idea is conceptually, the halachas of Shabbos, halachas of Shabbos, shatnez, not wearing woolen linen, eating kosher, all wearing tzitzis, tefillin, all the different halachas that we have. We assume that the point that the Mishnah is coming to teach me is these aren't new. Moshe received them, and these mitzvos have been transferred down for generations. We understand that the impact of this statement is really felt in the realm of halacha, in the realm of Jewish law, in the realm of mitzvos, the behavioral aspects of Judaism. And says the Baal Shem Tov, so amazing, that ultimately the Mishnah opens up with this statement. Why? To teach us that it's not just the code of mechanistic or legal behavior that was handed down from God to Moshe, so on and so forth to us. But part of being a whole Jew is not just living up to the dictates of halacha, but is also living up to the dictates of proper midos, of proper character traits. And lest you think that having proper midos, proper character traits, being a mensch, learning how to become a truly compassionate, empathic, good, feeling human being are just nice things. That's like the gravy. It's like the whipped cream, but it's not essential. How does Pirkei Avos begin? Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. So you'll ask, what does Torah mean? Torah, my dear friends, is everything. Torah is not just the do's and the don'ts, but Torah also governs how we act. Torah also governs how we interact with one another. Torah also governs how we feel. Torah governs the type of emotional disposition we should create. Torah governs how we treat each other, and even outside of the realm of our legal obligations, Torah teaches us midos. You know, sometimes if you really want to see if one's Torah learning is having a true impact on who and what they are, the best metric is look how the person acts. Because the truth is, if I study a lot of Torah, but I am a coarse, mean-spirited, nasty, sarcastic, cynical person, then I'm not really learning. I might be absorbing information. I might be ingesting facts. But I'm not learning Torah. I'm not living Torah. Because Torah is not simply a system of do's and don'ts. Torah is a lifestyle. Torah is an approach. Torah's behaviors, Torah's midos, Torah's interactions. And the truth is, to clarify this even a little bit more, a lot of times in our Judaism, we think that there are like mitzvos and there are midos. There are things that you have to do, and then there are character traits, like it's two different things. What we have to realize is, within every single mitzvah is a character trait that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to absorb and internalize. Within every single mechanistic detail, there is a hashkafa, an outlook, a character trait, an attribute that God wants me to acquire. And therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that's the meaning of this opening phrase. You might have thought that it belongs in the Talmud. You might have thought that it belongs in the tractates that study the details of Jewish law. And to remind us that the same details of Jewish law that we're now pouring over the large volume of Talmud, they're not new. They were given to Moshe and transferred down, and that is true. But Moshe didn't just give us Torah. Moshe gave us Pirkei Avos also. Yeshua gave us Pirkei Avos also. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah didn't just give us incredible halachic innovations, but they reminded and reinforced for us and to us how to be good, upstanding, and just individuals. Being a good Jew is not just about adherence to the mechanistic details of Torah. That is an indispensable part of being a good Jew, but that's not the only part. Just as important as the adherence to the mechanistic details is the adherence to the midos, to the character traits of what makes a Jew a Jew. And so over our course of Pirkei Avos, we will, Emir Hashem, begin to study those character traits, understand those character traits, appreciate those character traits, but recognize that the same way that the 613 mitzvos were given to Moshe at Har Sinai and passed down through the generations, so to every proper character trait, every midah, every attribute we need to be successful was given to Moshe and passed down to us. Wishing everyone a wonderful rest of the day.